way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Good evening. Welcome to Subversion 1312. I'm Linda. I'm here with Max.
Hello.
We have a few other of our 131 crew around. And they'll be joining us later. Coming up on tonight's show, because tomorrow is a public holiday here in Brisbane, we're going to play some music because it's party and bullshit night, mainly party, and tomorrow is a lot of bullshit, but we'll talk about that later. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Right here, right now, right here, right now, right here.
Coming up on tonight's show as well, we do have some seriousness, although it's not too serious. We've got an episode of the fucking news from Submedia, and it's about a place in France called ZAD, Zad, and it's being around a lot in the independent media, anarchist scene talking about this. It's in France, and we're going to play the episode of the fucking news that talks about that. We're actually not playing the whole episode, just a bit of it and plenty of music. I've got some music from a compilation called Tiny Houses, and it's a compilation of musicians joined together to help Indigenous people against oil and gas mining and exploration. And also Kinder Morgan is the main company with that. So anyway, that's enough from me. We're gonna go into some more tunes.
Mini Wichoni, it means water is life, but it also, we say that because those phrases come from a sacred and cosmic relationship with water, taking into our being the origin of water, which is connected to the creation of the universe. This foremost spirit sacrificed its own power and its own blood, which is now water in the blue dome around the earth, in order to create the universe. So when we say Mini Wichoni, we recognize that water is life, that we're connected to it, that we are formed in sacred water in the womb, and that those sacred powers that are in water are also inside of us. So we say water is life with like very powerful meaning and depth. Say that because those phrases come from a sacred and cosmic relationship with water. Taking into our being the origin of water, which is connected to the creation of the universe. This foremost spirit sacrificed its own power and its own blood, which is now water, and the blue dome around the earth, in order to create the universe. So when we say Mini Wichoni, we recognize that water is life, that we're connected to it, that we are formed in sacred water in the womb, and that those sacred powers that are in water are also inside of us.
Thank you.
Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. You just heard from Monster Zoku on Som and Children of the Atom. Before that was Adham Sheikh featuring Kimmy Star and Chase Iron Eyes with Who Will Save Our Water, and that is from the compilation I talked about, which is the Tiny Houses, the compilation against oil and gas mining and extraction, hence the name Who Will Save Our Water. And afterwards, after a few more songs, Max is going to tell us all about it. He is.
I am.
Yes. So... I just want to mention, because we played that song Children of the Atom, that this Thursday is Chernobyl Day, the 32nd anniversary of the disaster at Chernobyl, which was never meant to happen again, anything like that, they said. And then we have Fukushima, which is arguably worse than Chernobyl. So that's starting at 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock, 2 days from now. The weather forecast is 16 to 29 degrees and sunny, in case you were wondering. And it's at Brisbane Radcliffe Place, otherwise known as Brisbane Square. And that's at the top of the mall. And it's being held by the PACE Collective, the Anti-Nuclear Peace and Anti-Nuclear... and clean energy. Oh, that's what PACE stands for. Yeah, okay. Yep. So, meeting at Radcliffe Place at 4 p.m. and going on a 10-minute departure, 10-minute tour or something tour of some of Brisbane's nuclear-related industry sites. So you might be surprised how many there are at 5 p.m. there's going to be the Chernobyl commemoration. Interestingly enough, Chernobyl has, the disaster has been very good for animals because there's no humans there anymore. And so the animal life has actually flourished.
That's good. Animals are better than humans.
Oh, yeah, like, totally. And it shows that, like, what's worse than a nuclear disaster? No, what's worse than humans? No, what's worse than...
Humans are worse than a nuclear disaster for
yeah,
the planet.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. We're going to go into some more music now here on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Exist in nature. It's a byproduct of the atomic bomb. To manufacture such weapons, uranium mined from the Earth is divided into two parts, one danger to the health of their troops. The Gulf War provided the first mass testing ground for this new weapon system. On land, tanks fired depleted uranium shells, as did A-10 Warthogs from the sky, and Navy Phalanx batteries from the sea. According to the Pentagon, 940,000 projectiles, more than 300 tons of depleted uranium, were discharged during the Gulf War. Excess levels of depleted uranium in this veteran who did not even see battlefield action. How is this possible?
Together?
Yep.
All together.
All together.
Subversion.
1, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2.
1, 3, 1, 2.
1, 2. I mean 3, 2.
1, 1.
1, 3. 1, 2.
2. The 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Not everybody has to obey.
Magnetic on the floor. Nothing can stop us tonight. Clean out. great granddaddy built these tracks, paid $50 for his head tax. Canton on a big old boat, but not much more than his boots and coat. Oh, 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 oh. Was bent beneath the heavy load, along hard days on the old railroad.
Bonjour.
Hello. That was a song called Head Tax by Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. And that compilation, that song came from the compilation called Tiny Houses, which Max is going to tell you about right now.
Cool.
Tiny House Warriors Volume 1 is a compilation album made up of 30 artists in support of Indigenous people defending their traditional territories. It aims to raise awareness and funds for the Tiny House Warriors' peaceful mission to stop construction of the proposed Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion through unceded Secwopemc territory with 10 tiny mobile houses. It was launched on March 2nd with a concert in Vancouver at the Rick Shores Theatre, where also a documentary film was released alongside it. It's about unceded lands and Indigenous resistance to this pipeline as they follow Secwopemc activist Kanahus Manuel and the Tiny House Warriors.
And this album has folk, reggae, funk, soul, hip-hop, rock, EDM, and world music. What do you think that last song was?
Folk rock.
I'm not sure exactly, but I'm thinking like Finnish polka.
Yeah, it was something like it. Yeah, well done.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. It sounds like it, I reckon. I don't know though.
You win a knife.
Fuck
set.
Yeah. I'm gonna
a knife set.
It's gonna be very useful for me, thanks.
No, he wins a lovely consolation prize of a fisherman's friend.
Oh, thanks. I will claim that prize. What about the celebrations tomorrow? I mean, that's a faux pas, I think. But, you know, yeah.
Anzac Day. Yeah. And I know a fabulous drag queen who's performing tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m. Her name's Dawn Service. And she is just going to be fabulous.
Thanks. So, thanks for that.
Mark. Make sure you get along to see that.
Exactly.
We don't we're not making light of the death of soldiers. What anarchists think about it is that it's actually a celebration of war, and the whole Anzac Day thing. It was a complete disaster that what happened and what is celebrated happened. So we shouldn't be having, it's a commemoration, but what it actually is an exercise in nationalism, rampant nationalism, and this perpetuating this myth that we have to have war.
Well, what about, just for another perspective, I mean, yes, it was fucked up that it had to happen in the first place, but what about the bravery of the people who went? And a lot of them were really young, and I can't imagine being a teenager and being sent to war and remembering them for
yes,
and that's right. You're told, hey, young teenagers and young men, respect your ancestors who died in a war by going to die in a war. It'll be great and respectful. And
it's actually, they're victims, and they're victims of the war machine and of the industrial military complex, which, we're trying to make a world that doesn't have that kind of war.
Yeah.
We've talked about, there's the war in Rojava. We've talked about people fighting for that, but that's a different kind of war. It's not a proxy war, and the people, like Azel, who we heard from a little while ago, and Claudio Lucicelli.
Yeah.
They're actually fighting directly for something. The Kurdish people are fighting for their land. It's not. And they're fighting against ISIS because ISIS is killing people. But in the big wars, it's not exactly that clear cut.
And I think that, I think some wars are just a scam that are designed by the, arms industry. Because the arms industry is, makes billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars all the time. And if there's no wars, how do they make that much money?
How much? Say that again.
Billions and billions.
Well, let's ask Donald Trump.
How much do you think the arms industry makes from war?
Which you're perpetuating.
Billions and billions and
billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and
say it's a lot of
and
money.
How much are you making directly
billions
from it?
Billions and billions and
he was
billions
so excited to answer that he just
billions
cut me off.
Billions and 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 billions,
you know what?
And billions and billions and billions,
yeah,
and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions
cool,
and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
I guess that's happening.
So, yeah.
Broken lives everywhere, dead bodies on the beach, and y'all don't care. Yeah, all you do is share everything but the burden, it's clear. No snow till June, no hope till doom.
tell Elon Musk he can have Mars or the moon or the world, even if it looks like doom. Ain't life a motherfucker if you stand tall, standing on a pile of fellow motherfuckers who came before. And trust will inherit the dust on a pan oceanic tour. This goes out to those that disagree with the time. You will see we were right. It's already too late, don't trip, we're going down with the ship tonight. This is Anthropocene Hop, with the Democracy Hop. Nobody wanna be the boss no more. To the boss go the flies, into the world goes the fire. It's terrifying to be alive. Madness reigns these times, so I'm happy to be alive. Right now, I was built for this. Haymarket martyrs were killed for this. Ludlow mothers were blown to bits. While on the Iron Throne, the devil sits. In my skull is dead poets, hopes and dreams of four decades. The conspiracy of gravity and time, and all the disasters the humans have made. I figured I'd be rich by now, some figured I'd quit by now. All my critics eating shit right now. More freedom than the law allows. Look out, the sky is falling. Whoops, it's on your head. The air is thick with blood, and the blood is thick with lead. I can't sleep since the news. We're soon to be ruled by a giant peach. Motherfucker, I've been woke, so woke I can barely sleep. To the victor goes the spoils, to the victim goes the tears. And for the rest of us, the next 4 years.
For long, a slow death is your perfect song. dark times we've entered, but we won't stay. They wanna buy us, but we won't play. Try to wipe us away, but there's nowhere left to go. So watch us flame.
You're on Subversion 1312, and Subversion 1312 is on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Don't forget to subscribe.
That's right. Give us a hand. We're an independent station, and we need...
Or donate.
We're worth it.
Yeah, and it's mutual aid, like an anarchist thing. Like, mutual aid, you know, we help you, you help us, and the world is happy. I'm going to play this bit now from the fucking news, and it requires a language warning.
Fucking news.
And it's about what's happening in France. It's this huge amount of land that people have taken over and developed into permaculture and community stuff. So we're going to hear that now.
They were warned.
Shit.
Fuck it. Do it live.
Rise and shine, motherfuckers. I'm your host, Stimulator, and this is The Fucking News.
What are your thoughts on the Lock Street attacks?
Oh, wow. Totally astounded. Baffled. Crazy.
What are your thoughts, buddy?
Fun.
What do you think about people that wear masks, go out at night when nobody's around, and then smash windows?
Well, it's cowardly. If you're going to smash a window, do it in broad daylight and show your face.
That was terrible advice. Terrible advice.
Last week, Lazat, or Sewn to the Fen, was attacked by over 2,500 poulets. Nah, these motherfuckers. For those of you who just don't fucking know, Lazat is a sprawling land defense occupation site located in Notre-Dame-de-Lans, in France. For years now, Lazat has been slated to be cleared out in order to make way for the construction of a bullshit fucking airport. But peeps who were participating in the occupation decided that agricultural and communal projects were way more interesting, and so for the past 10 years, they have told the project's developers and the French state to
go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
The territory that houses Lazat has a long history of struggle. It also happens to be one of the few pieces of actual fucking nature left in France, a 4,000-acre space comprised of farms, wetlands, and forests. In recent years, Lazat has become world-fucking-famous for its locally produced artisanal fucking cheese, sustainable community ethos, and militant fucking resistance, with shit disturbers from all over the world flocking to visit this real-life Ewok village. In January, the airport project was officially scrapped. But despite this concession, the French state still decided that the Zadis needed to be made an example of, lest other peeps around the country get the bright idea that they could set up no-go zones for the state and get away with it. Which, by the way, has totally been fucking happening.
We shall take your castle by force!
You don't frighten us!
So early on Sunday, April 8th, Macron sent in the motherfucking troops as part of the largest domestic policing operation in France since the riot of 68. But I don't think this authoritarian crap pile expected the Zadis to be quite as ready as they were. The fucking cops got their asses whooped proper. They were attacked from all sides. face flaming barricades every few meters, had their helicopters targeted, and got fucking ambushed by La Motherfucking Resistance. The shit-eating fucking pigs managed to destroy several buildings on the site with the assistance of some heavily militarized bulldozers. But hundreds of allies joined the Sadists and have begun rebuilding the place. Solidarity actions have taken place all over Europe and around the world. Banner drops, occupations, blockades, graffiti, and fucking riots in the nearby city of Nantes.
And there we go. You can hear the rest of that by going to submedia.tv. We're playing music tonight because we're having a bit of a relax and a party. And I've got a great song to play for you now.
Great. What is it?
Yeah. This is by Depeche Mode. It's called Where's the Revolution? I don't know, should we stop this song?
We got Rickrolled.
Good. Should we stop it?
I don't know. Linda's, you're becoming quite a joker. Last week you did that thing where you said that you had an interview with Brisbane's best, most awesomest anarchist, and then it ended up being you being interviewed.
Yeah, well, I wasn't lying about that,
and then
was I?
This week, you're a joker. Yeah.
Should we stop
you
the song,
though?
No, turn it off.
We could just talk over. We could discuss the anarchist elements of Rick Astley.
Yeah, he can be the
poster boy.
Like the what's the name when?
Well, he is
the Stasi. They are. You say hello, it's Rick Astley, and then they open the door and you bust in and get the capitalist bourgeois scum.
Yeah.
Because they're so happy to see Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
Rick Astley here for tea and biscuits and crumpets and shit. Just open up the door.
Yep.
It'll be all fun.
Let Rick roll the fascists.
Yeah, exactly. And just like throw them off. Oh, I can't say that on radio.
We don't incite violence, we incite love. Talking about love a bit of Rick Astley.
What a great show we've had.
We did good.
Yeah, nice relaxing week.
Dance party.
You sound eager for it to be over. There's 6 minutes left.
Yeah, since we all worked so hard to get the show together.
Yeah, every one of us contributed a whole lot.
to every show. Actually, I've got a question. It's a Japaniki.
Oh,
question.
That's actually my favorite thing.
Pop quiz.
So, what is our website?
Subversion1312.tk. No, I said it first.
Is it 4ZZZ.com?
No.
I already said it, by the way. Am I unmuted there? Hello.
Yeah.
It's subversion1312.tk.
That's right. And
.tk.
Yeah. It's in New Zealand.
No, it's not. It's a Pacific island.
Oh, is it? I thought it was New Zealand last time I read that.
Yeah, but I have to change it actually because it's known for dodgy things.
Oh, that's awesome. No, it says territory of New Zealand. Oh yeah, it's in the
dodgy South things.
Dodgy, offshore banking and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's perhaps getting flagged as
being
spam.
That sounds like something we should support though, because it's like freedom of information.
Yeah, but it stops us getting our information out. So what do we put on the website? Hang on.
Ding ding.
Yeah.
Transcripts that I wrote.
You'll have to say that again.
Transcripts that I wrote.
Yeah, so actually
you transcribed.
Yeah.
We've started doing it now that the interviews we then transcribe it, so if you're in a rush, you don't have to listen to the whole interview.
Yeah.
You can just sort of go through and
this is great for students.
Especially when you need to plagiarize.
Exactly.
You can just copy and paste it now instead of typing
or
it up.
Get information that hasn't been, verified.
But there's also... there's also plenty of other whole shows. There's heaps of, from years and years and years and billions of years ago.
Wow.
The shows.
We got Donald Trump in the studio. How many years ago?
Billions and billions and
billions and billions.
Do you mean to say that God created Subversion 1312?
That's right.
It's the other way around, actually.
On the eighth day.
If you do your research.
He created Subversion 1312.
On the eighth day, Pyotr Kropotkin created anarchy.
Yeah.
And the rest was history.
So that's where you can go if you want to read up about anarchism and go into our previous episodes and all of that. Just a reminder there. We have to leave now. And we're going to go out with a song.
I need to say something.
Okay, go.
Hopefully they get the guy who ran the people over because it's not good.
In Canada. Yeah. Thanks for that, Nathan. Yeah. Hopefully they do get him or have got him.
I think they have.
Yeah.
We're going to go out with Give the Anarchist a Cigarette by Chumbawamba.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au. Yes.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.